The Iliad, Disc 12.
So the gods in bliss roused the contenders, hurled them into war, and broke in massive strife among themselves. Out of heaven the father of gods and men thundered crack on crack. Poseidon, heaving underground, made the wide mainland quake even to craggy mountain peaks. On Ida, white with watercourses, all the slopes and crests were set a-tremble. So was the city Troy, and the grounded ships of the Achaeans. Dread came in under gloom to Hades, lord of shades. He bounded from his throne and gave a cry in fear that earth, undone by Lord Poseidon's shaking, would cave in, and the vile, mouldy kennels the gods hate might stand revealed to mortals and immortals. That was the measure of the shock created by the onset of the gods. And now, by heaven, against Lord Poseidon, Phoebus Apollo drew his feathered bolts. Against Enyalius, the grey-eyed goddess Athena stood, and like a golden shaft, the archer, Artemis of whistling arrows, sister of Apollo, faced great Hera. Leto was opposed by gracious Hermes, wayfinder for souls, and the god of fire Hephaestus faced a mighty eddying river, Xanthus to the gods, to men's commander. These were the divine adversaries. Achilles went into that battle wild to engage great Hector, son of Priam, with whose blood his heart and soul desired to glut the war god. Straight against him, though, Apollo drove Aeneas. He put courage in this man. Taking Lycaon's voice and look, he said, "Counselor of Trojans, Prince Aeneas, tell me, what of your threats and promises in wine before your peers to face the son of Peleus, Achilles, in the battle?" And Aeneas answered him, "Lycaon, son of Priam, why demand this when my heart's unready to take that formidable fighter on? It will not be the first time. Once before I met him, and he drove me with his spear from Ida when he raided herds of ours and took Lyrnessus, plundered Pedasus. The Lord Zeus helped me out of it. He gave me wind and legs to run, else I had fallen under Achilles's and Athena's blows." She went ahead of him and cast her light of glory on him, made him with his spear defeat and stripped the Leleges and Trojans. This is the point: no man can fight Achilles. In every battle, one of the gods is there to save him from destruction, while his weapon flies unwavering till it bites its way through some man's flesh. Would the god only bring under equal strain both parties to the fight, Achilles would not win so easily, not though the man is bronze from head to foot.